The following program is presented on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, Mossberg Quality Firearms, Built Rugged, Proudly American.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri.
Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Hey, boys and girls, pull your chair up close to the campfire. We do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform. We say Merry Christmas. Get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Hey, this is Mark Strand, editor of Midwest Outdoors and host of the Midwest Outdoors podcast. And I want to thank you for listening to my favorite outdoor radio show, the Saturday Morning Nut House Ray I Radio with Ray, my hockey friend, Matty G, my sunglasses guy, the Vogler Vogler, and my dog AJ wants to say Merry Christmas to the real star of the show, Peanut. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, and here's to a great 2017 hunting, fishing, and listening to my friend and turkey hunting mentor, Ray I. And to read Ray I's column and a whole lot more, look for Midwest Outdoors on the newsstand or check it out at MidwestOutdoors.com, where you can also find out where to watch Midwest Outdoors television. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, and to everybody huddled up in the bunker in the undisclosed location. Good luck digging these guys out until they run out of food. Then they're easy to trick.
Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The Vogelbogger's tickled from Mr. Strand.
Did you give him a couple double shots of caffeine?
I asked him to record a Christmas greeting for our listeners and our show, and that's what I got. Holy unedited God. As it came out, baby. He did a great job with that.
He did.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the campfire. Your host, handsome but humble host, Ray I. And we're having so much fun this morning already. And I'm watching Matty G right now. I'm sorry I'm tickled, but he's looking at the girl on the television and he's got these reindeer ears on. It's just, I don't know, there's just something terribly wrong about that. And he's got a little red nose on this morning. And we're having a great Saturday morning already. Look at him with the red nose. The one thing, the big mistake I made in the Vogelbogger, well, you heard the Vogelbogger. He's here, of course, here with Matty G. Good morning, Matty G.
Salutations. Happy holidays. I'm sorry, Merry Christmas.
Merry, there you go. That's better. I ran off and left the chili. Got the spoon, got the dipper, got the bowl, got the other spoons for you guys and the bowls and the seasoning to put in it for you to test on the air, and I ran off and left the chili. Yeah, it was
you
bad.
Sure Pac-Man didn't get it?
No, Pac-Man didn't get it. I ran off and left it, but I did bring in
Oh
yeah, pretzel bun grilled. olive oil and butter, venison and fresh ground sausage with five cheeses mixed in, tame jalapenos, right?
Yes.
Right? And then I made a cheese omelet, and the cheese on the omelet was Emo's Provel. The five cheeses is in the burger with the tame jalapenos. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
On the pretzel bun. What'd you think, Vogelfucker?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And this, you know, is what else we had in there? Can you say that?
My banyas, babunyas, babunyas.
Like he said bunions a while ago.
This stuff is
bunyas.
This is like different than a barbecue sauce. This is
we're doing a test of some spice this morning. Really good stuff.
Oh, really good.
Well, we're and of course the Thomas coffee is flowing like water this morning. So once again, Merry Christmas, everybody. On the show this week, in our next segment, we're going to have Jerry Betche, editor of Outdoor Life magazine, great friend and brother of mine. And we're going to talk, quit laughing. Every time I say his name, you laugh. And we're going to talk about late season deer and a few other things, right?
Yes.
And then, who do we have in segment three?
We have...
Look at him dig, look at him bid.
No, I don't have it written down. I have it over there.
Tom Costafew.
That's Costafew.
Yeah, he's with, can you say it?
Bubanyas?
No, I can't say it. Yeah. The seasoning, the spices. We're going to talk to him
the
in that
spices
segment.
Guy.
We've got a great guest, segment five, coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Great friend. Been in a lot of camps with this guy. Known him for lots and lots and lots of years. He's given me more crap over the years than anybody I know. Love him like a brother. Mr. Jim Zumbo. He's got a new book out. And Jim also has his cohort in the book, Christine Houtman. We're going to get them both on together and try that, huh? What do you think about that?
Hey, it's excellent.
And then we're going to have Robert Milner on with Beaver Dam Mud Runners.
Yeehaw.
How about that? And this week's story time, we haven't played it. It's a late December battlefield story.
Ooh.
Because here we are in late December, right?
I remember this.
Oh, you like that, do you?
Yeah.
So we got some great guests lined up, and it'll be a lot of fun talking to Jerry and Jim because, you know, we go back to like early
Stone
80s.
Age.
Yeah, pretty much. So I think it's B-A-B-U-N-Y-A apostrophe S. Babanyas seasoning, spices, and Tom Costafew. We're going to get him on and talk to him about this seasoning. And you guys had some sandwiches this morning with that on there. There was no other spice or seasoning, salt, pepper, anything on the sandwiches but his stuff. And we'll talk about that when we get him on. And sorry, we don't have the chili to test when we get to that segment, right? You got anything for me, Vogelvager?
Yes. The Conservation Federation of Missouri has their 12 Days of Christmas online auction. This is day five, and this package is valued over $1,000. It's a Weston Pro Grinder, Weston Sausage Stuffer.
Sausage Stuffer.
Yep, that's what
it is.
That's
Zimbo's old
Realtree Sportsman's Advantage Vacuum Sealer, Realtree 8-Quart Camo Slow Cooker, Digital Dehydrator,
Going to dehydrate
them digitals.
That's some big words.
Realtree Burger Press and Weston Jerky Gun.
You know, Matt's the only one in here that didn't take off the nose and the ears. You know, I got the ears still on, but I mean, does it look over here what I'm trying to do?
And you can go to confedmo.org or go to Facebook and go confedmo.org, and you can see this and you can bid on this. There's an auction. There's 12 auction items, and it'll end.
Hey, before you say that, I want to tell you, I'm waiting for a big Raymond to come in on the text or because I intentionally left Mark Strand out. He's going to be on the show this week, too.
Oh, hey, can we tell him to, AJ, go wake him up. AJ,
wake him up. He's got to get on the show this morning. Mark Strand with Midwest Outdoors. We're going to talk about the December issue, which I have right here, which I held off to say, see if I got a Raymond in a text. Midwest Outdoors, December issue. Great
that's
stuff.
That's a big fish.
Yep. So that's cool. So you got anything else before we go to break? Because we're gonna take an early break because we got a lot.
Missouri
of
Department
to
of Conservation today offers adult classes for youths at Bush Conservation
They're
Area.
They're actually going to have a class 10th. For that.
Yeah, for 11 to 16, try their hand at one of the oldest known hunting tools. They're going to learn to throw an adult. I said it right, you know.
Yeah.
The other thing is Missouri Department of Conservation reports nearly 6,500 deer harvested during antlerless portion.
Huh.
And it was December 2nd through 3rd. Remember, they cut the antlers portion down to bring the herd back. And top harvest counties were Callaway with 213, Pike with 205, and Osage with 185. That's
pretty awesome.
That means, you know, a lot of the state, it was pretty well spread out. So there were some good numbers out there.
Seems like Peanut finally settled down, tried to bite Maddie G this morning, fighting for
the sausage. Well, got near her burger.
Wasn't she wound up this morning when she got here? My gosh, she was barking outside when we got here.
Well, because I was trying to get in the door.
She wanted in.
She wanted in fast because she knew what was in that bag.
Well, let's take a break, boys and girls, shall we? I mean, we just wanted to get introduction of the show.
Children of all ages.
Because when we come back on the other side, we're going to visit with Jerry Bethke from Outdoor Life magazine.
And yay.
Move on with the show. We got a lot of 2 hours coming, baby. And it's great.
He's got monster deer on his mind, doesn't he?
Oh, my gosh. Midwest Outdoor Studios from the bunker.
Live mobile on demand.
Yeah, we'll see you all on the other side, baby.